Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
I hope you'll have yourself some fun this holiday weekend, because fun is good for you. And whether you're going to watch a good football game, or get out and bowl, or spend a night at the fights, or whether you just intend to stay home and catch up on your loafing, you have to feel good to enjoy yourself. Well, when you don't feel up to having fun because of that all-in, all-over feeling with a headache or an upset stomach, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer for effective, refreshing relief. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Ask at your drug counter for Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. It's a favorite of so many for relief that does so much.
And get maybe a dozen of our friends. You know, just our closest friends. Together.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, McGee. Our own New Year's Eve party right here at home.
Sure. Why fight the crowds at the Sump Room or someplace and pay $15 for two horns and a paper hat and then have to slip the head waiter another $5 to get a table, like last year?
Last year?
Yeah, that's what Herb Travis told me he did last year.
Oh.
Took Ruth out for a good time and wound up dancing with Francis Felton.
Francis Felton? Who's that?
Haven't you heard of Francis Felton and his society orchestra? He was standing out front conducting, but the crowd got so thick during the rummer that Herb and Francis wound up dancing the rummer.
Sounds like an old Charlie Chaplin movie.
He walked like Charlie for 2 weeks. I know Herb from one will be tickled to death when he hears somebody's giving a party this New Year's Eve for a change.
Well, let's make out a list of guests.
Okay.
I'll have to start planning how much food we need.
Yeah.
Now, let me get a pencil here.
Let's see, there's Herb and Ruth Travis.
Yeah, that's two.
Mort and Mabel Toops.
Right, that's four.
Doc Gamble.
Five. No, I guess we better make that six.
Yeah, the way old Fatso eats.
Oh, I was talking about Miss Cuddleson,
his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. He'll probably bring her. She's an awfully sweet girl, you know that?
Yeah, nice kid.
You think they'll ever get married?
I don't know. I doubt it.
You really ought to talk to him about it. A fine man like him deserves a wife, and she'd be...
Nah, not me. When it comes to stuff like that there, I butt out. It's too dangerous. Wally Wimple's still got detectives looking for the guy that introduced him to Sweetie Face.
Oh, you men.
Hey, there's a couple we got to ask, the Wimples. Put them down.
Oh, of course. The Wimples, Sally and Les Nelson. My, the list is growing.
Yeah, that's the way it goes with parties. Hey, how about the old-timer? I don't know if he'd like to come stag, you know, with Bessie out of town.
I don't know either. You know, he's been drooping around like a wet cat the last few days.
Yeah, I know.
A party'd be good for him if he'd come. Cheer him up a little.
Well, let's ask him.
Grocery boy.
Did you hear something?
Anybody home? Not that it matters.
My goodness, that's him. I could hardly hear him.
He's all broken up like a Christmas toy.
Oh, well, it don't matter. Home, not home. I don't feel like talking anyhow.
Poor thing. We're in here, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hey, wait a minute. I'll get him, Molly. Gee whiz, he went out the door before... Hey, Oldtimer. Hey, don't go. Come on, come here, will you?
Sorry, kids. Got to put the groceries down, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'll set them here in the sink.
Oh, any place, that's okay.
This'll probably be my last trip, son. When I get home tonight, I'm going to pack my bag with everything I own, go out to the edge of town, and jump off in a cliff.
Huh? Oh, hey, now, wait
yes,
a minute.
Yes, my goodness, we're going to have a New Year's Eve party this year, and you're invited. You don't want to miss that, do you?
No, wait till after New Year's before you jump, old-timer.
Oh, I'm sorry, kids. I don't want to spoil your party, but since Bessie left, I just ain't in the mood to have fun. When she left, Bessie took the sunshine out of my life.
Oh, he's in bad shape, McGee.
Now listen, old-timer, I was once in the same spot you're in. I had a girl I was crazy about, a beautiful girl.
McGee!
When she left town, I was as miserable as you are. And there's only one thing to do. Do like I did.
I never heard about this great romance.
Marry her, like I did.
Oh.
Well, I appreciate your advice, Johnny, but that's impossible.
Why impossible? People get married all the time.
Yeah, but not to Cocker Spaniels.
Cocker Spaniels?
I didn't mind Bessie leaving so much, but she took Sunshine, my little spaniel, with her.
Oh.
Ah, the fun we used to have, me and my little Sunshine. Long walks in the country, playing catch. Chasing cats together, just like father and son.
For heaven's sake.
So, thanks, kids, but no party. When New Year's Eve comes, I'll just sit home among my souvenirs. A bone, a leash, a hunk of cloth out of the mailman's pants, and think of Sunshine. When Guy Lombardo plays Auld Lang Syne, I'll whimper a little and crawl under the bed.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Now, here's Eleanor Engel with a shopping reminder for this holiday weekend.
Don't forget Alka-Seltzer. An extra package on the side keeps a family well supplied.
You bet. You know, it's pretty darn discouraging to reach for that Alka-Seltzer bottle and find it empty.
Yes, and it always seems to happen when you need an Alka-Seltzer most. You may have an uncomfortable, upset stomach or a nasty headache. And you want the kind of gentle, refreshing relief that Alka-Seltzer can bring so quickly.
So pick up an extra package of Alka-Seltzer today or tomorrow for sure, won't you? Then when a headache or indigestion happens along to keep you from enjoying your holiday fun,
take the medicine that's so refreshing.
Take Alka-Seltzer.
Well, I'm sorry you can't make it. Oh, we wouldn't think of having a party without asking you. Yes, we'll miss you. Bye. Oh, good. Mrs. Spradley can't make it. She's going out of town.
Oh, swell. I explained to Kramer at the drugstore that Mrs. Spradley would probably sing, and I was going to do imitations, so Kramer says he can't make it either.
Wonderful. That cuts it down to just the people we want to have now.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, we haven't had a good party in a long time, and this is a good gang we're getting together, you know that?
Well, come on, let's get busy. How many do we have on the list now?
Let's see, scratch off Spradley. Let me see. Well, not counting the Krupps.
Fred and Betty? What's the matter with
them? I just remember they had a new baby last week.
Oh, of course.
That still leaves 10 besides us. We got to call Herb, Wimp, the Toopses, Les Nelson, and Doc, and...
A new baby. How could I ever have forgotten that?
We lived next door to them, you'd remember. Ran into a neighbor, Fred's, the other day, and he says he threatened to punch old Fred in the nose if he didn't get that yelling stopped.
Oh, dear.
Says all night long, it's, watch out, don't drop him. Don't let your mother hold him. It's our baby, isn't it? Then her mother starts yelling back at Fred, and they say it's just bedlam.
Must be. Well, 10 people isn't a very big party, but I think a small group is more fun anyhow.
Oh, sure.
And I wouldn't go out this New Year's Eve and fight those crowds for... Come in. Well, Dr. Gamble, do come in.
Hi, Emma. How are you? And a low bow in your direction, dum-dum.
A low bow? That's a laugh. The only part of you that can fold, fat boy, is that beat-up satchel you're carrying.
Now, before you boys get started with your usual flattery, I'd like to get a word in here. Say, what are you doing New Year's Eve, Doctor? Do you have any plans?
I do indeed, Molly, and that's why I came over. I got a table reserved at the Sump Room, Miss Cuddleson and I.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
I hear the band is great. Francis Felton. Ever hear of him?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good dancer, too.
Well, I hope you and Miss Cuddleson have fun.
Well, look, here's the deal, kids. The only way I could get anything at the Sump Room this late was to take a table for 10. The only thing they had left.
Table for 10?
Five couples, yeah. $15 a couple. So I thought I'd round up some good friends like you kids and we'd have ourselves a ball.
Oh, gee, Doctor. Well, we'd like to spend New Year's Eve with you, all right, but...
Well, we already got plans, Doc.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I asked Herb and Ruthie Travis, but Herb said after you've seen one New Year's Eve at the Sump Room, you've seen them all. Whatever that means.
I know what he means.
So far, I got the Wimples lined up.
The Wimples?
Yeah, and Mort and Mabel.
Toops? Mort and Mabel Toops?
Yep. And your next-door neighbors are going.
Les and Sally?
Nelson?
So all I need is two more, and I'm all set. I was figuring on you kids for sure. These are all friends of yours, and...
Oh, dear.
Well, have to find somebody else, I guess. You mind if I use your phone? Molly, You mind if I use your phone?
Oh, no, Doctor. Go right ahead.
I'll give Fred Krupp a ring and... Oh, no, they just had a new baby. Let's see, where's my address book?
McGee, look. As long as our party just collapsed on us, why don't we...
$15 a couple?
I know, but...
Just to do a rumba with Francis Felton? Oh, no, not me.
I can't seem to find my address book. Must have left it at the office. Are you sure you kids
can't... I'm sorry, Doc. Thanks a lot, but we already got plans.
Well, I gotta scram. I'll think of somebody.
Have a good time New Year's Eve, if that's possible in that mob.
Yes, have fun, Doctor. Give our regards to Miss Cuddleson.
I will. Bye.
Don't look so glum, Molly. We'll think up something to do, someplace to go. I'll get it. McGee's residence. McGee speaking. Oh, hello, Herb. Huh? You and Ruth? Having a party New Year's Eve, would Molly and I like to come?
Wonderful. Don't stand there. Say yes, yes.
Why, sure, Herb. Be a pleasure. Yeah, we're sick and tired of going out, too. Boy, this is a break.
Oh, I'm delighted. I like to be with friends on New Year's
What's
Eve.
What say, Herb? Oh, you don't have to call us back. There's no need
Oh, tell him we're delighted.
Shh. You what, Herb? Oh, you have to check with the others on your list first. We're the first ones you called?
That's nice, isn't it?
Well, who are you going to ask? Oh, the Wimples? Les and Sally Nelson, Mort and Mabel, Fred Krupp, Doc Gamble.
What? Oh, dear, that's all.
Oh, no. Well, there's no use giving a party unless everybody can come, of course. As a matter of fact, though, I just remembered something, Herb.
Doctor? Dr. Gamble, wait a minute.
Molly and I promised to go out New Year's Eve with Doc Gamble. Yeah, Doc got a big table at the Sump Room. You know, Francis Felton is playing there, and it'll be worth the money just to watch Doc Rummer, because if I can get him and Francis Felton together, then...
And Molly have a final word for you to come.
Say, if you're feeling the miseries of a cold, do yourself a real favor, won't you? And find out how Tabsin can help you. Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, can be taken at any stage of a cold to relieve the sniffles, sneezes, watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, and general aches and pains. Tabsin comes in smooth-coated, easily swallowed tablets, in packages easy to carry with you wherever you go. And that's just what you want to do if you have a cold during this time of the year. Take Tabsin.
You know, according to the paper tonight, we were lucky to get a reservation at the Sump Room or anywhere else.
Yeah? Well, that's one man's opinion. Frankly...
It says here, hotel keepers predict the biggest night of all. The entire town is sold out.
Hey, I got a great idea, Molly. I bet if I get down there early Saturday night and stand outside, I bet you I could probably sell that $15 reservation of ours for $25, $30 maybe.
What?
Why, make enough for us to go to a movie and have free popcorn and have enough money...
Oh, you'll do no such a thing.
I know I won't. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber McGee and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson is the old-timer and Arthur Q. Bryan is Dr. Gamble. Well, it looks as if the McGees would wind up at the Sump Room again this year for their New Year's festivities, doesn't it? Unless, of course, there's another change of plan. This is John Wald inviting you back again for another quarter hour with your Wistful Vista friends. Goodbye now.
Hear the dramatic story, Woman in My House, weekdays on most NBC radio stations.